Henry was now head of the church. He and his chief minister and vicegerent for spirituals, Thomas Cromwell, had an agenda, and two sets of royal instructions were issued by the king and Cromwell in 1536 and then 1538. These injunctions cut right to the heart of the matter. The program began with the abolition of many feast days, which had proliferated and, it was said, were the occasion of vice and idleness. Offerings to images were forbidden, and pilgrimages were discouraged. Bibles of the largest volume in English were to be bought and set up for parishioners to read. The cost was to be split, half paid by the parson, half by the parishioners. Not affecting religious practice, but notable nevertheless, is the instruction that each parish was to set up a register of births, marriages, and deaths, the first regular recording of vital statistics in England. These changes were important, and printed lists of instructions were circulated. Where print copies were unavailable, the injunctions were copied by hand, and the manuscript versions sent to each parish. How rare are these? This fragile manuscript is the only known survivor of the hundreds which must have been sent to local parishes. It survived by having been bound in a Bible and separated out only about 50 years ago, over 400 years after its issuance.